Good morning.
Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning. Thanks for the Bible that bring us close to you. We want to read and meditate it. We want to hear your voice, Father, and speak to us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah chapter 9 is one of his prophecies. Isaiah prophesies that there will be a king come to Israel and people will call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. I try to know who is this king, because the time at Isaiah prophesied this verse, there is no such king like Isaiah said. And then what about after Isaiah, till the Israel exile to the Babylonia? Also, there is no king. So who is this king? 600 after Isaiah spoke this verse, the king is coming. He is Jesus. So I can say that this verse is talk about Jesus. And who is Jesus? This verse told us his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That means when people see Jesus and people have interaction with Jesus, when people have interaction with Jesus, people know Jesus as Wonderful Counselor. I know from your Bible, New American Standard Bible, Wonderful Counselor become one name. But my Bible, New King James, Wonderful one name, and then Counselor another name. Yeah. When I learned exegesis of Isaiah, my professors from Germany said, no four name, but five name. You need to separate between Wonderful and Counselor. Because Jesus is wonderful and Jesus also a counselor. So when people have interaction with Jesus, they will know that Jesus is more than Son of God. Of course, we know that the title of Jesus is Son of God. He came to save our sin. But when you go more deeply with him, then you can say that Jesus called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. I don't know how is your experience with Jesus. If you come close to him and walk with him, and you can know, and you can feel, you can experience these five titles of Jesus. Now I want to share one by one. Wonderful. Wonderful mean in Bahasa we call ajaib. What is wonderful mean? Wonderful mean something impossible. And few days ago, PSM shared about nothing is impossible. So our logo is impossible is nothing. Wonderful means above our human ability. And when Jesus come and he show how wonderful he is. For example, you know that a centurion came to Jesus and then asked Jesus to heal his soldier. And Jesus said, okay, I will come. But then the centurion said, no, you don't need to come. You just speak and my soldier can be healed. And then after Jesus said, the soldier is healed. This experience, we said, wonderful. This year, in my personal ministry, I can see that there are three wonderful things. First, there is a new member came to us, and she said, every night, I need to eat Panadol because I have so much pain in my head. And Panadol just make me sleep. Cannot heal the problem. Then we said, okay, come here. And we pray. One day after that, she texts me, thanks, Pastor Slamet. No more pain. No more Panadol. Oh, wonderful. That's number one. Number two, as I said before, Maria Duma. Now, she's at Indonesia. The doctor said, no more blood cancer. Wonderful. And the third is, one sister, she came to me and she said, I got eczema. Then I said, you go to see doctor. No. I already see doctor for few time. Then, okay, we pray for you. 3 days after that, she showed me another picture. And she said, Pastor, thank you. No more pain. It's healed. Then I say, wonderful. This I say, wonderful. How is wonderful according to your experience? Yeah. Everybody, when they come and walk with Jesus, then they can know Jesus is wonderful. Number two, counselor. In our life, we need direction, we need information, and we need encouragement. Especially when talk about spirituality. And spirituality, something in our inner life. That's why when we have problem in inner life, we don't get any happiness. We feel something trouble ourselves. In the Bible, we can see like the story of Samaritan woman. In John chapter 4, tell us that Samaritan woman take the water in the middle of the day. As you know that usually women, when they take the water only in the morning, they go and take the water. But this Samaritan woman, they just come in the middle of the day, 12 noon. Why she came at noontime? Because she doesn't want to see anybody. What happened with him doesn't want to meet other people. She have traumatic. She has 5 husband and still no one legal husband. That's mean she has bad story. That's why she feels shame when she met people. And the Bible told us after the Samaritan woman talked with Jesus, then something happened. She left her water and go to the town. As you know, in the town, there are a lot of people. And she said, I found him. From shame and then become released and speak out. what happened with Samaritan woman? Because she get wonderful counselor. She find Jesus who give him advice, who release her from shame. Brothers and sister, we have our own past experience that sometimes make us feel shame, inferior. But Jesus is the counselor. He can help you. He can release you. Just come and talk with him face to face. That's why when we do quiet time, we do not empty ourselves, but we open ourselves and receive the Word of God. The Bible told us the Word of God is this Bible. When we read Bible, we hear His voice and we broke our past and become new creature. He is counselor. Number 3. Mighty God. If we say God is mighty God, then everybody can accept it. But when you say Jesus is the mighty God, then this is a problem for other religion. Because other religions say Jesus is good teacher. Jesus is good prophet. But when we say that Jesus is the mighty God, they cannot accept it. But the reality is, when you read the Bible, especially the book of Gospel, at the end of the Gospel, when Jesus died, and then he resurrected from the dead, then all people who know Jesus said, "You are God." Especially the disciple called Thomas. He said, "Unless I see Jesus, I don't want to believe." But when he saw Jesus, he bowed down and said, "Oh my God, oh my Lord." Brothers and sisters, Jesus proved himself as the mighty God when he rise from the dead. One more time, when he rise from the dead. That's why Paul said the resurrection is the base of Christian faith. Without resurrection, there is no Christian faith. Mighty God, number 3. Number 4, Everlasting Father. What I know from the Bible, when we call God as Father, always mean positive. Father is someone who take care to you. Yeah. Why Isaiah put Everlasting Father? Because Isaiah want to make difference between human father with Everlasting Father. Human father, although, of course, not all bad, not all good. Although he is very good, but he is not everlasting. When you're getting older, 40, 50, then your father passed away, like me. Human father, no everlasting. But the Bible told us, our Father is Everlasting Father. That means He always there with you. In the Bible, our Father is how much more Father. How much more mean? Give more than you expected. In one side, brothers and sister, 2015 is a trouble year for me. Why I said trouble year? We have place for worship, and then suddenly we need to move. Trouble moving in Hong Kong. Yeah, make you feel so tired 2 weeks like that. But I think it is good also in winter season, I can do more exercise. I hope can lose 2-3 kg after moving like that. Yeah. But in another side, we got a new place, and then we think that we just only use the place, but the owner is too nice to us. And then she said, I give you small storage to put all your sound and chair. Oh, I said, thanks God. So I no need to bring the chair for worship and then bring back again. So this is what I say, how much more? He give you one and plus. Yeah, of course, like when we were teenager, we buy some food and then the seller said, oh, you are my customer. I give you more rice. Usually, one person get one scoop rice, but you get one and half. Teenager ate a lot. And you said, oh, this guy is so good to me. God is more than like, more like that. He, how much more? Give you more than what you expected. This is what I feel. I experience in my life. And then the last one is, the Bible said, Prince of Peace. Anybody know what is the first sentence when Jesus rise from the dead? He say, Shalom, peace to you. He says Shalom because He just finished the work of redemption for human. Because He just finished the work of redemption, so every believer who believe Him get shalom. Shalom doesn't mean no problem. Shalom means even you have problem, you still have shalom. Because Jesus gives shalom and put it in our heart. So with Jesus, we have shalom. Shalom start when you believe with Jesus. But shalom always with you when you walk with Jesus. Shalom always with you when you obey and do what He said to you. Then you get everlasting shalom. Then I can say, today, I also have shalom. Thanks for my father who gave me the name is Selamat. Selamat means shalom. Salam means shalom. And he gave this name. He want me to get shalom. But I get it in Jesus. Brothers and sisters, 5 names. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. If the Bible said His name will be called, that means someone will call Jesus by this name. I hope we who hear this message will say, for example, Andrew will be say. Andrew say his name will be called. Or Jackie say his name will be called. Or Ben said his name will be called. That means you and I have same experience when we walk with Jesus. Amen, brothers and sisters? Now, if you can say like that, you need to share what you have experienced with Jesus. Share it in house church. because we only have 12 days, and then we close 2015, and then we start again walk with Jesus. Let us pray. Let's see Jesus. Let's remember what He has done for you. What kind of experience you get from Jesus. He is wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. If other people can experience this all name, I believe we who are in this room can also have the same experience, even more greater. Just put your life in Him. Enjoy personal relationship with Him. Walk with Him. And you can get all this experience in your life. So beauty, brothers and sisters, who has Jesus as wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Let's celebrate this experience by worship this morning. Let's say thanks God being a wonderful for me. Thanks God being a Counselor, being a Mighty God, being Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace for me. I really want to celebrate this experience. I really want to worship you.
The feet of Jesus.
God is good. He wants to give us the best. What we do, just ask from Him. This morning, we use our privilege, ask to God for our brothers and sisters, for the church, and also for ourselves. Let's start asking God, pray for our brothers and sisters who are sick. We pray that God show His mercy. Ask for His mercy. Because what we know, He is the mighty God. So nothing is impossible. We just ask His mercy come upon our brothers and sisters who has physical problem. Ask Him pour His mercy. Let's pray together. Some brothers and sisters, they also ask for salvation. Let's pray for them so that the Holy Spirit will open their heart. Let's pray that every believer become a witness in their house that can share the gospel to their family. Let us, God mercy, come upon their family. Let's put our brothers and sisters who are seeking for new job. We put them in the hand of God, and we believe God will show them the best job for them. Now we pray for mission focus. Today we pray for Singapore and also Indonesia. Pray for Pastor Sam Kim. Pray for his family. Pray for SPSG. Also pray for SP Indonesia. Especially this Sunday, we celebrate Christmas. We pray that we can bring many people to hear the gospel. We pray for unbeliever. We pray that God will open their heart. Also pray for the processing of moving so that everything can run smoothly. We also pray for mission committee. We pray for them so that they really lead this church, become a mission church. We also pray for local outreach with all activity. Friday evening activity, we put SPU, IP, and many activity. And the last, we pray for house church activity. Tonight, house church in McCain area. Let's pray together, and we bring this problem to Him. We ask for His mercy, and then He will lead us, as His name is Counselor. His name is Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He will provide the best for all our problem.
This afternoon, youth group will go to Chongqiao to start their retreat. And then tomorrow, there is baptism for some of youth group members. We pray for them. We pray that this retreat can be a good moment for them so that they can experience God. They start to walk with God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for beautiful time. Hear your message. Come to your place to have intercession, to bring our personal burden. We believe that you hear all we ask to you, Father. And we also believe, trust in you, that you will answer according your will. And your will is good for us. We put our hand, we put our life to you, Father. Please lead us and go with us to do our activity in order to glorify your name. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.